In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Sisters and brothers in Christ, good morning. Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother. Our gospel today is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 34. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on the spring of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the body might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the leg of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his leg. But one soldier thrust a lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It is said that a dying man don't just speak idly, but he chooses words. We hear of the seven last words of Jesus, and two of these seven last words were, "Woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother." And so at the cross, Jesus does something that is magnificent. He shares with us the gift of his mother. Now, when it comes to our mother, it is very unusual for a child not to be connected to his mother. It is very unusual that you hear a child says, "I hate my mother," or "I don't want a relationship with my mother." You know, when you hear that, something is psychologically wrong with that child. Or maybe there is such a broken relationship between the mother and that child. However, we realize that there is a deep bond between Jesus and his mother. And he's dying now, and he shares his mother with the disciple whom he loved. And we know very well that this disciple whom he loved represents the church, represents all of us. So therefore, Jesus' mother now becomes our mother. That we can say that we have a heavenly mother. What a gift that we have. We have a mother in heaven who is interceding on our behalf. She intercedes on our behalf because she loves us. We see here where the Holy Spirit is being displayed here. We see how the fruit of the Holy Spirit is being manifest here. That Mary, when all the others run away, Mary stays at the foot of the cross. She stays with Jesus because she loves Jesus. I was once told that love is a mother staying hungry so that her children can eat. And the truth be told, I see it every day, even in my daily ministries, that there is a way a mother is connected to a child in a way a father is not. And maybe the mere fact that she carries this child in her womb for 9 months, there is a connection. When a child is in trouble, a mother says her tummy aches or her stomach hurts. And so she feels and she's connected to that child. Well, we have a mother that we can feel connected to. We have someone who is interceding for us and praying for us, that we too, like her, will be faithful to the very end. We see where sometimes we start a marathon and we don't finish, or we start a race and we don't finish. We start building a house and we don't finish. We start our education for further studies and we don't finish. Politicians make promises to fix our roads or to build shelters and they don't finish. And sometimes we take that same approach and place it on God. Whatever God begins, he brings to completion. And so we see that Jesus' journey to Calvary came to an end. And so even in that last hour, he gave us a gift. And so therefore, we must understand that, or pray for the grace of endurance, like Mary, like John, who found themselves at the end of Jesus' earthly journey, that we too must be reminded that God is with us. And if God calls us, he will give us the grace to complete this journey. May God give all of us today the grace of endurance. May God open our eyes so that we can see the gift of our Blessed Mother, and that we, in all humility, will ask a special intercession today. How we need peace. We pray that the peace of God will reign in our hearts, will reign in our families, will reign in our community, will reign in this nation. Lord, send your Holy Spirit upon us, the same way you send that Holy Spirit upon our Blessed Mother, and that she was able to conceive you in her womb. The same way you send your Holy Spirit in the very beginning of creation that hovers over the earth. Lord, we need you to send your Holy Spirit down upon our land. And so, Lord, that you will heal our land and that you will make all of us whole. May you uncover your face to us today. May you be gracious to us, and may you give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.